I don't know if you recall me talking about how my face was like,
oh, drying
peeling
up.
And, yeah, and yeah. Dry and painful. And I said, it's like I've been skiing, but I haven't been skiing. And like my face felt chapped.
Ice roller.
I gave myself ice burn. Jody, I ice burned my face.
Okay, I'm not laughing at you.
You really are. Actually, you are.
Okay, I'm sorry.
Actually.
All right. Okay.
What happens when you combine a design-loving, big-city-living, black-clothes-wearing art history major with a culinary-teaching, small-town-living, pink toenail-painting home ec major? We'll stir in two husbands, six grown kids, pop it in the oven for 40-plus years of friendship and foolishness, and you get a big old batch of designer cornbread.
Set up for the podcasting in my little corner over there, and something is screwy with our electric in this room, and it's like the breaker just flips for no reason. Like, obviously there's a reason, but I'm not running like any. Anyway, I sit down, it's time, and I notice that, which I mean, I still have power. My computer has battery, but it like will go down, and then in the middle of the podcast I'll be freaking out. I was cussing a little bit. I'm not even going to lie. Listen, I had to reorganize everything.
Holly.
I had to move everything.
Jesus just came up out of the grave. And you're saying bad words.
I need him to come up again next year because.
He will.
I still need him. And I'm already really spicy this week. I have a lot. There's a lot of spice this week. So a lot of salty. My big salt and vinegar chip. Anyway. Hi.
You're not going to be very much fun to talk to today, are you?
No, it actually will. I've got a few things.
I've got
a couple hot takes. So, but
all
anyway.
Right.
Hey.
Right.
Well,
happy Easter.
Happy Easter after Easter. Yes, ma'am. Up from the grave he arose.
He arose.
You guys.
All right. Hey guys, welcome to episode 82. Welcome. We are full on spring, and everything is green, including my car.
Oh, and the great pollination. Well,
the great pollination is in effect.
Everybody, we don't get ours till May. We don't get ours till the beginning of May. And it just
It is, everything here is green. I mean, just green.
Yeah.
And it's.
That's
fun.
You know, it's what we got to do to have the pretty plants. They got to pollinate.
I know. Mm-hmm. And there's a lot of sneezing and snotting. And
okay.
Yeah,
that's great.
It's
at school.
Good.
That's
it
good.
Is.
Mm-hmm. Well, we have a beehive right outside our back door in our railing of our little deck, really off.
Ooh.
We have bees, which I've noticed over the past couple years, like, because I'll sit out there. I've got a little chair. It's just my little tiny covered porch entry. It's the tiniest thing, but I have a little chair out there because I like to sit. And I've noticed over the past couple of years, bees come buzzing and they're going in the bottom of the railing. And I'm like, but then this year I'm like, oh,
we got a hive. You got a full-on hive.
Yeah, we got a full-on situation.
You should get a box and set out somewhere.
Well, we're going to have to call somebody because, you know, of course, per my life, I literally told Tim, I said, no. I'm like, you are not. Don't try to fix it. Don't try to mess with them yourself. Like, this is something that calls for a professional. I think what we're going to have, I mean, because we're going to have to just, they're going to have to cut the railing off. I mean, it's a rail.
Right.
It's,
yeah.
They're up in like the, there must be hollow spots in the metal, in the bottom, and they're up in there, and there's no way.
I mean,
they're going to have to cut that whole thing out. So Tim's like, well, I could get the saw. I'm like, no, sir. We're not, they leave
I don't
us
know.
Alone.
I'd pay $10 just to see that.
Well, I tell you, after he got into the yellow jackets last year that were in the bench by the back, he's a little more hesitant. He said, oh, the yellow jacket. I'm like, no, honey, they're literally buzzing in and out right by our back door. And I walk in and out of there all the time, and they leave me. They really could care less. So
Yeah.
We have kind of a good working relationship going.
Good.
With the bees. But they got to go. So, okay. Yeah, there you go. But Easter was good. Was your Easter good?
It was good. Yeah, uh-huh. Yeah, it was good. We had, we had church, and JB played guitar.
That is nice.
Yeah, for a little special. Aww. And so that was good. And then Hino and Janie and our preacher, Brother Mitch, and his wife came over for lunch, and they all got to experience our annual egg smash.
The egg smash. Did they participate in the egg smash?
They did participate.
Okay.
And loved it so much that we may actually turn it into like a church fundraiser. Look at me making a stay. I know.
I think that's a great idea.
Because it started with Rhonda, the Brother Mitch's wife, saying, you could sell tickets to this.
Uh-huh.
And they were like, okay. You know, if we had, and we've got a big field out behind the church, and, you know, having lines where you get, you know, if your egg goes this far, you get to first base, and it gets this far, you get to second base.
Yes, like it.
So, yeah, I think we'll come up with like a big old egg smash game.
That sounds like fun. I think the grown-ups should get to play it. I think that grown-ups can.
No. I think that's 100% where we're going. Yeah.
Yeah. This is something the kids get enough stuff, man. They get to look for the eggs. They get to do all this craziness. The adults just need to go smash some
so,
eggs, I feel like.
So, guys, if you are new to this, we've talked about this last year, but I loved dyeing eggs, and I loved hunting eggs when I was little. Like, I would make my mom and my dad, my sister, just hide them over and over and over and over so I could find them. My boys, and I was so excited when I had babies, and we were going to start hunting eggs, and y'all, my boys could care 2 cents about hunting eggs. They could care less. They'd never have wanted to do it. It's no big deal to
them. That's so surprising, because finding, like, just going and finding stuff in the yard is fun. Yeah. You know what I mean? So, okay, they didn't like it.
They've never, nope. So I came up with Egg Smash, and I still get to dye my eggs, and they get to dye, made my kids dye eggs. And then we go out after Easter lunch, and we take baseball bats or tennis rackets, depending on your hitting ability.
Mm-hmm. And I need a tennis racket. I need a big old tennis racket.
And somebody pitches the egg, and somebody smashes it.
Yeah,
and it's great fun. There's egg that just splatters all over the yard, and you know, the raccoons are, you know, it's their favorite day of the year.
It's Easter for all God's creatures.
Ron, you know, Ron, who has to be the great theologian in all this, is because we're smashing paganism.
Oh, so there you have it. That's the only way he can allow situation to happen. Okay. Yeah, whatever.
We're smashing paganism.
That's right. So. That's right. There you go. Teach his own. That's awesome. That's very cool.
Yeah. It's great fun. And it was, it's a lot of fun. And if you have boys and, you know, they want to do stuff like that.
Yeah. Or, Yeah, go ahead. I was thinking, like, you could even have, like, a big egg pinata some year. If you didn't want to do a bunch of eggs, just get an egg-shaped pinata. Put all the candy in there and let the kids just beat the crap out of it, and then you're done. And you can just sit there.
Holly's about sitting there. No, look, I looked at Hino Jr. the other day, and I said, is this not such a Hayden Head thing to do?
Absolutely. Only it would have gone completely awry, and someone would have been in the infirmary, and then it would have all gotten canceled. So it absolutely sounds right.
It was great fun, but yeah.
It's great until we do it. And then, oh no, we didn't think about that. Like grass skiing. Y'all listen, I don't know that we've talked about this, but you made me think about that. So at the camp we went to, one of the director's sons, Hayden, I blame Hayden. I'm pretty sure it was Hayden though. It was his prime years of being the program director, I believe. Mm-hmm. And we had this other property that the camp kind of had access to, some just pasture kind of thing. We do our camp outs and stuff. Anyway, we went over there and we had we just had some crazy opening, the big kahuna. I don't know what all was going on, but there was a new skill, or, you know, we didn't call them skills. We just called them, what did we call them? Activities? No, we didn't call them skills.
Crafts first,
whatever they were.
I guess activities.
Activities or period or whatever. And I don't know why I associate it with that field out there, because I think that's where it was. I think they went out there. Hayden came up with the idea to do grass skiing. So were they like, I never did it. I never, that was That is one thing I did never have to teach because I think it only lasted that 1 year.
Yeah.
What did they, well, were they on wheels? Were they on like wheels or was it?
I don't know because I didn't teach that one either.
I feel like it was some kind of, we need people to weigh in. Kim, that's way before Tracy.
You sure it wasn't like snow skiing skis? I feel like it was that with the thing, but.
I feel like it had wheels because I feel like the grass was kind of like it was some kind of ski-like things that had some sort of wheels. But the old time campy people, you guys got to chime in because.
If anybody did grass skiing, yes. So, but here's the deal. It was the Ozarks. There's not a lot of grass. There's a lot of rocks.
There's a lot of rocks in that area. I'm not going to lie. There's a lot of rocks.
And even if there is grass, there's going to be rocks.
Underneath, yeah. Mere half an inch underneath is a, I literally think it was 1 year of the grass skiing activity. Right. Okay. Maybe it was more, but I never went out there and did it. I never did
grass skiing. Yeah, no.
Someone who knows, tell us, Booner or someone, it was that era. It was like Sweb and Boone and... So someone needs to inform us more about the grass skiing because
speaking of old camp people, I don't know if you got this message or not, but Tracy sent a whole thing. She has like roosters and hens that are like camping out on her patio and stuff.
Because they're in Hawaii and there's chickens all over.
All over. Oh. So anyway, she sent me a picture and there's like eggs. I said, hey, Easter eggs.
But it is the Easter chicken.
It's the Easter chicken.
It really should be the Easter chicken.
No, the Easter chicken.
That does the eggs. Yeah. Well, that's cool, except for the rooster part, because I'm sure that could be a little.
She said they were making, she had to cover it or had covered the grill. I can't remember. It's not in front of me.
They'll get right up in there and lay in there.
Well, because she said the rooster and the hen were making some noises.
Okay.
So she had to cover it. And anyway, and then they got in the cover and now she has Easter eggs.
Okay, she does. Hey, free eggs, listen.
I am saying.
Listen, I don't have to feed them. They just come in.
From the Easter chicken.
From the Easter chicken? I can absolutely get behind that. Oh my gosh, that's hilarious. That is too much. Let's see, a couple things, just random things that have come to mind this week. We had a good Easter and all that, just went out to brunch, went to church with Dad and Hudson and Susan, and anyway, it was real good. But anyway, blah, 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 Easter was great. So... but
I can tell that meant a lot to you.
Guys, listen.
Blah, blah, blah. Easter, blah, blah, blah.
No, I don't mean that at all. I'm only letting Jody laugh at me about it. There's a lot going on right now. I'll just be, there's a lot going on. Mama has a lot of balls in the air and I'm just trying to make sure I
catch them all.
I'm just really trying to make sure I know which ones are made of glass and which ones are made of rubber.
Okay.
That's where I am. That you know, as you know, the saying, it's important to know which of the balls that you're juggling are made of glass. And if you do drop them, they will break. And which are made of rubber. And if you drop them, they'll bounce. They'll be okay. Well, you know, we'll move on. So we're doing that. It's good. But I constantly feel like I'm forgetting something. And that's, but everything's pretty good. Anyway, I'm moving on to the level of things that I've been thinking about this week. And I think Tim, well, he tried to text you. That's another story. He ended up putting Caleb in the group text and said, whatever. I don't understand that man. But I told him the other day, I've been on a big cottage cheese kick. And I told him, I said, you know, I think cottage cheese is the unsung hero of the cheese world. And he
just
looked at me.
It's ricotta. Ricotta is the... Mm-hmm.
And I'm interested in this discussion. You know, cottage cheese is one of those things that you say it and you think of it and you go, and you think kind of old people food. And again, if you grew up back in the day, like it would be served with like a pickling, like a pear out of the can on it and a cherry and kind of weird, which actually didn't taste bad.
No.
But it just, if you say it, you kind of think... you know, weird. But so I haven't had, you know, bought cottage cheese in forever. And I know I like it. Like whenever I do buy it, I get on one of these kicks. It's great. It's full of protein. Like I'll have that just for that's my lunch, salt and pepper. It's just yummy. It's just a yummy cheese. And I just wanted to give a little shout out.
So let me tell you how old that I am. I love cottage cheese, but I've always loved cottage cheese with raisins. It's good.
I'm sure it is. Put some raisins in there.
I just don't love raisins. No. Oh, I do. I love raisins.
Right. Yeah. So I think that's kind of part, but I bet you it is good. But anyway, I just wanted to just sort of share that my revelation again, I'm back on my cottage cheese kick.
You know, back in the 70s, I mean, cottage cheese was like the ultimate diet food. You know, if you were on a diet, you got cottage cheese. I don't know. But I heard James Dobson one time say, he said, I will never eat cottage cheese. Because the only time I see anybody eating cottage cheese, they're fat.
Oh, James. Wow. Thanks, Dr. Dobson, for that uplifting
message. Something like that. Don't quote me on that. But that,
I'm absolutely quoting you.
Yeah. Yeah, no, that was after his heart attack, and he was, you know, having to give up his cheeseburgers and all these things.
Well, I'm just saying, it's quite delicious. It's very satisfying because it's I don't get the low-fat crap. You get the regular, and like I said, it's very high in protein, which is really what we're supposed to be now that we have a little bit better idea that, you know, what you can have some good fats, and the protein is really what you want. It's just a nice little lunch or a little snack. So there you go. Cottage cheese. I also have a new plank for my presidential platform.
Oh, okay.
That's another one. This is number four, I think.
Are you writing these down?
I just started because I think I've forgotten one, but I've just started a little note in my notes app because I'm like, I really do need to have these in one place so that should the time come that I'm called upon and nominated, I'll have to have something to look back on. So this one's a little, this one might be a little controversial. You know, I don't know how people, I don't even know how you feel about it, but I think I know because I've been to your house enough and I've not experienced this. So I think we're on the same page, but if we're not, that's okay.
Okay.
So if I become president, when and if, I will be banning all scented trash bags. Guys, it needs to stop. It needs to stop. And I know they must be popular because you know why I know this? I went the other day to get some trash bags because, again, normally I order stuff or I go to Sam's and they've got the big things that I want of the unscented, you know, regular. But I didn't have any time for that, so I was just at the Target. And I go up and down the entire trash bag aisle. No lie, I kid you not. And the name brands, which I kind of tend to want to get because I just, you know, you don't want to mess around with a cheap trash bag.
Yeah.
Yeah. We don't have time for that. But the Glad trash bags, I could not find any unscented except for maybe there was maybe the tiny little boxes. And again, nobody has time for a tiny box. Like I want all the big boxes are up there and every single one of them. Febreze, fresh clean, Gain, fresh scent, lavender. And I'm like, guys, why just want regular? So I ended up, and then the Hefty didn't have any, and I ended up getting the whatever kind of like Target.
Smells like a fish has been eating lavender.
Listen, it doesn't help you guys. Yep. It just makes your trash smell like, and to be honest, those give me a headache. Those scented trash bags give me a headache. And then the smell is so strong right in your kitchen. And I'm just like, I don't want that. I don't want that. It's not good for us, you guys. It's full of cancer chemicals. Don't do it.
Next time you come down, I am buying a whole box of, you know, Gain-scented trash.
Joni, why would you? Now, listen, people, do you hear what she has said? Why would you do that to me? I know I have never smelled it at your house. So I know that's why I'm like, I'm in your house all the time. And I didn't think that you were an offender of this, but that is the next plank on my platform. We are banning those. We just need regular trash bags, guys. Trash is trash. Garbage is garbage. If it's to the point where you're having to cover up a nasty smell, you need to take it out. You need to take it outside.
No, I read something on Facebook, you know, one of these, somebody posted a picture of like a Walmart bag or a grocery store bag, like in the little garbage cans. They said, this is not a garbage bag. And I said, you still live with your mama, don't you?
You're not paying
your own bills, are you?
That's right. It's been a trash bag in Thatcher's apartment for quite a while. I can tell you that. Exactly. No, seriously. And it gives me a headache even just thinking about it. So no more of those. So there you go.
Okay.
I've been very busy. So what else? What's going on in your class this week? What's happening?
Oh, I am on spring break.
Oh, that's right. I forgot.
I am on spring break.
Oh, I forgot.
Which is so good. And listen, this is the latest that I remember it being. And I'm going to tell you, March was a long call. And that week, and I think I kind of was Monday or last week when we did the podcast, it had been a really bad day because we had the full moon. We had whatever geomagnetic storm. Who did God knows what to these testosterone-filled children?
Oh, my Lord.
And it was the week before spring break. Well, I'm here to tell you, it did not get better. Oh. It did not. It just was, I mean, I kept saying, this week has got to be done. This week has got to be done.
I didn't think it was going to get better, to be honest, because when you're rolling into spring break.
But I'm hopeful. I was hopeful.
I know, you were hoping.
Mm-hmm. So it finally did come to an end, and then I had all the Easter prep that I had to do, you know, Friday and Saturday and Sunday. And so today I had just collapsed. I kept making a list of, I need to do this, 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 and this. And then they came and started tearing up my street to fix a water main, and I didn't have water for a while.
Oh.
I was like, you know.
Watching Father Brown. Guess I got to go sit and watch Father Brown.
I'm watching The Chosen right now, season three. I haven't watched season, so I'm like binging. And I thought, okay, it's just a good day for me to just stop. I need a day.
Yes.
To just stop.
You really do.
My closet can wait.
It can. Honestly, you'll get there. Yeah. You need a day to just rest and recoup and all that wonderfulness. So that's good. I'm glad you did that. So other than that, you don't have any other plans? The boys are back and they went back to school. They're done with spring break.
They're done with spring break. So they went back. And so Caleb is, you know, I think he's got 3 weeks and he's going to be rolling into graduating. And so
I cannot believe it. Literally the timetable right now. I had a little chat with Hudson the other day, like just yesterday. And I was like, baby, it's April, like, and we kind of went through, we're like,
yeah,
you know, it's April. He's working on stuff still, trying to get stuff straightened out with, I told you the craziness with his transcript at the community college. I told you all that.
No,
I didn't.
Mm-mm.
Oh, I'll get there in a minute. I want you, but, oh gosh. Oh yeah. I do need to share this. Good heavens. You guys, I didn't tell you this.
No.
About, so he's applying to, he's in at Chat State, where he's going to go and do the welding program. And he's supposedly.
And Caleb is graduating.
Yeah.
And it, right now, though, does not have a job, but has applied
and
to
we're praying
places.
Hard. Yeah. And we were down there and Tim's even like, oh, I got to tell him about this place. And I got to remember. Yeah. So all of that, I wanted to talk about Caleb before I ended up talking about.
Well, but they're going to be
the
roommates. This is where I'm going with this.
Keep going. Yeah, please.
Yeah, no. So Caleb and Hudson are going to move to Chattanooga together and be roommates.
Yeah.
And you know, they've got to go on a job search and
job and school and all that.
Mm-hmm. And a home search. And so.
That's what I'm saying. Like the timetable, I'm like, yo, I'm like, it's going to roll in quick. Cause he's been waiting. Hudson, bless his heart. He has been in what he calls the great wait, because once his job stopped in, he works at a farmer's market. So, you know, they do Christmas trees and that's big. And then it shuts down for a couple months, you know, it's January and February. So there's nothing going on. So he hasn't been working. He canceled his climbing gym membership because he ain't got no money to spend at the expensive gym. Mm-hmm. So he's a good boy. He's been doing stuff with Fent, but he has been waiting on school. You know, he's waiting to start looking for a house. He's waiting to move. We need to get him a new vehicle so that'll make it down there in 1P, you know, and he just said, I'm in the great wait. I'm just kind of in this holding pattern, but now he's back at work and things are starting to flow. And I just said, hey, babe, you know, it's really almost go time. They're almost ready because I think it's got to be about a month out when they can really start. I mean, they can start looking for places, but they don't. You got to be ready to sign the lease. You know what I mean? It's kind of like you can't do it too far out.
So my cousin does all that, by the way. I haven't told you that. Well,
I
call her my cousin, but she is to me what your kids are to my kids.
Oh. Oh, awesome.
So, yeah, it's mom's best friend's daughter. And I mean, now we were raised up. Okay. And yeah, they're our cousins. So
okay, so she does like real estate and stuff.
Mm-hmm. Oh. In Chattanooga.
Oh, is she gonna help us?
Yeah. Yep. I told Caleb I said, just tell Mimi to call or get Mimi, you know, mm-hmm. on that. So.
Okay. Good. Well, I mean, there's lots to it'll all work out, but it's just the timetable. And I was like, boy, you got to get up there. Yes, you need to start going through your clothes that are all mm-hmm. over your floor right now. Like you, it's go time to start getting rid of stuff, figuring. Mm-hmm. I said, you can start doing some stuff. And he kind of looked at me like, oh yeah. He's like, you're right. It's going to be go time. So here's the story. I thought I swore I told this, but I guess I didn't. Literally, my life has been a blur. So he's applied to Chat State down there. Anyway, blah, blah, blah. And we kept getting stuff back. He kept getting emails. Like he has an A number. He's quote unquote, you know, in. It's not like it's hard to, you know, whatever. But they keep showing up holds on his account. And we sent the high school transcripts. We sent his St. Louis Community College. I requested that, sent that down. And they kept saying missing college transcript. And so we're like, okay, well, that's weird. You know, we paid $18 for, you know, the community college to send it down, but maybe something happened. So we re-requested and sent it again. Like, okay, waited. Registration kind of opens up in this week, actually, which, again, I don't think he has to do too much with the welding. It's kind of like I think he just has to pick like daytime or evening, whatever. It'll be fine. But we're trying to get that all squared away so he can get registered and official. And so he did it and he looked again. He kept looking and he's like, no, there's still a hold. One is he's got to take a math placement test just because they need to see where he is. He's going to do that here. He got that figured out. So that's a blessing. But there kept being this hold, need college transcript. And we're like, what is going on? So last week when we were down in chat, Tim and I went down there. And that's one of the things we wanted to do. We didn't have a ton of plans. And we're like, let's go over. We wanted to see the school, see the campus, just kind of, you know, make sure it was really, really there. And we know someone who went there. So we know it's there. But we were like, let's just put some eyes on this. Yeah. So we drove over there. And it's a nice little campus. But anyway, we're like, let's go into the admissions. We need to face-to-face this because we're not getting, and even phone calling these people, they just tell you the same thing. It's like, yeah, you're missing your college transcript. And so we're like, so we go in, very nice lady at the desk, and Hudson's not with us. He's not in town. And we explain the situation. And of course, we get the, you know, which bless their heart, you know, she's like, is he here with you or did he sign the form that we can talk to you as parent? And, you know, again, once they turn, we know. Yeah. And I'm like, we paying the bill.
That's right.
You sure can talk to me. But anyway, they don't know that. It's fine. And we're like, oh, no, you know, we haven't. And we explain. I mean, we're nice as can be. And she was nice as can be. And we're like, here's, we don't need to see. We just, can you look at it and just give us a clue as to what's going on here? Because we've sent this transcript twice. It keeps putting a hold. And we just don't know what, he doesn't know. He's called down. What's going on? We just can't figure it out. And so she was like, hang on a second. And she went and got her supervisor, whoever, and explained to her. And then she came out and they were very sweet, very nice and, you know, sympathy upon us. And we're like, we just appreciate it. Just tell us what, we'll have them do the form, but just point us in the right direction. And she said, well, there's a missing, looks like there's a transcript missing from, it was like Galapagos Career Center, literally. And we're like, huh? And they're like, yeah, it's Galapagos Career Center in Ohio. Like,
no.
Yeah, we're like, he didn't go there. We're like, yeah, no. And they said, oh, yeah, we got the one from St. Louis Community College. We see that. And so they've had, and again, you're on the phone and Hudson's been on the phone and all they've been saying is, we need your college transcript.
We don't have it. Yeah.
And it's like, can you be more specific?
Yes.
To him. Mm-hmm. So we're like, he didn't go there. And they're like, oh, well, it says he did. He must. And they were very nice. Apparently he put in some, probably when he first applied without me or anything, and it's been a little bit of a tricky, their interface isn't the greatest. But anyway, he put in some code, you know, how you have to put in the code for the schools.
Right.
And he probably somewhere, either he did or we did, put in the FAFSA code, in the transcript spot. And apparently those codes are different.
Okay.
Because, I mean, we can't have the same code because that would be too easy.
Right, yeah.
So he put in that, and it ended up being the wrong code, the code for this Galapagos Career Center in Ohio. We're like, well, that's great. So we said, well, he didn't go. Can you just not? And they're like, well, no, he needs to get a letter from that school.
Oh, my
gosh. He didn't go there.
Talk about a screw up that...
I'm like, Hudson, only you. Only
Hudson,
you.
Yeah.
Hudson.
Listen, y'all, when we talk about Hudson and John Garrett, most of the time it's...
They're just precious.
The buddies.
The buddies are trying to kill us. The buddies are trying to kill us. So, yeah, you got to get a letter from this Galapagos Career Center that says he wasn't a student there. And we're like, are you for real?
You know, so they Look, that's good to know, though, for y'all, if you are... Your kids are registering for school.
Who knew?
And I know, you know, and I've always tried to let my kids
let
do their stuff, you know, let them do it. But it
you might end up in Galapagos Career Center in Ohio.
It never hurts to double check it. And I know that's a little micromanaging or, you know, helicopter parenting or whatever.
Well, but sometimes it's your first time to do something. Yeah. They don't know stuff the very first
time.
They don't
know.
But
I know.
But it gets better. So, it gets better.
Good.
So we leave that off. She's like, well, I'll send a note, kind of I'll flag it and see if, you know, to whatever, whoever. She's like, we're not the ones that can take that off, but I'll flag it to whoever. And we're like, okay, so we need her. So we go outside. Avery and Joey were just hanging out. It was a beautiful day. So they were waiting for us. And so we go outside and we told them and they were like, oh my goodness. And then thankfully, Tim starts to look it up. Because he's Mr. Curious, you know, and so he had written down the spelling of the school. It's kind of weird. So he looks it up. They closed in 2017.
Oh my gosh.
Hudson was in seventh grade and they're closed.
Yeah. Okay.
So we're like, how are we supposed to contact the place that's closed to get the record that doesn't exist? It's literally, I'm like, oh, Lord Jesus. Yeah. So Tim goes back in because he's like, we're going right back in. I'm going right back in because what do we do now?
Well, you're there. You might as well take
care
of that.
We're there. Yeah. We're like, guys.
Yeah.
He's like, he shows them and they're like, oh, well, I don't know. And they were trying to be so helpful.
Yeah.
But they tell. So they're like, yeah, I mean, if you can't get the institution, you're going to have to maybe go through the Ohio Board of Education.
There is somebody in Chattanooga that can take care of this.
Please, if you guys know somebody affiliated with the community college, if you can please.
Seriously. Okay.
So Hudson has been on the phone today trying to, with the Ohio, and all he's getting is robots. Because you can't get a real person.
Okay, I may talk to my state rep here. He lives here. I may see if he can just, because isn't it, it's a state school, right?
It's a community, yes, it's Chattanooga. I mean, it's Chattanooga. I don't know. We're just like, are you freaking serious? Like, and he did get, so when he talked to someone down there about the math placement, which again, they were really helpful and it's wonderful because he can take it up here. They sent him a voucher. He can take it at the community college up here, which saves him a whole trip down. So that's wonderful. And he got that figured out. But then he told them about the other situation.
Yeah.
And they were giving him all kinds of links to this and that. And they gave just all kinds of like this or that, or if you can't, they're like, if you can't get anywhere, you know, with the Ohio Board of Education, you know, call us back. So I told him, I said, baby, just call them back. Just say, I can't get any, because you've spent the day to day bouncing from robots that there's no choice for. I put a thing in that's wrong and I need to find my non-transcript from a school that doesn't exist anymore. That's not an option on the robo menu.
Oh my gosh.
So that's, we're just trying to figure it out, you guys. We're just trying to figure it out.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah, it's really kind of a mess. We're literally like, and I told him, I said, baby, I said, and he know, but he's doing everything he can. But I'm like, the people that you're talking to are just, you need to ask to get transferred up the chain. Cause like, these are not the people that can help you. Once you get up to, and they're trying, they're not being angry.
Right.
They just don't have the power to fix it. Mm-hmm. And so you're like, you just need to get, we need, you know, to a higher administrator, the head of the dean of academia or whatever it is, and explain it and show and say, I'm at a standstill. You know, what are the chances that the Ohio Board of Education, State Board of Education, is going to even...
They've got more to worry about than saying this kid never went, you know.
Well, how are they going to go figure out that he never went to this school? Anyway, it's a whole situation. So I'm just dying laughing.
Okay. So, Tennessee.
Please fix
it. You can do better. You can do better than this.
It's one of those things. It's like, let's do the spirit of the law and do the spirit of the law here, which is he was in seventh grade. He lived in St. Louis. He was enrolled in this high, you know, in a school here. Yeah. He was not going there. They are closed.
Yes.
It was a mistaken code.
Oh, gosh.
So somebody wave your magic wand and fix that. So that's one of those balls that we're juggling,
Aunt,
Joni.
Aunt Joni will try to talk
Aunt
to
Joni
some
figured out. Get someone
legislatures.
You know,
okay.
Someone in the education system down there that can go, come on.
This is ridiculous.
It was
ridiculous.
Great. It was ridiculous. Okay.
Ridiculous.
Anyway. All right. What else you got? You got anything else good going on?
Let's see.
What else?
We did Easter. Mm-hmm. What was I trying to think of? I had Secret Sisters.
Yeah. Well, how was that?
That was good. My class, you know, made a bunch of cookies and stuff, and we made Easter bags to take to shut-ins. And let's see. So they went out. That went well. Wednesday, we did our regular church night meal.
Oh, okay.
Oh, this was where I was going. Thursday. Uh-huh. So we dye a bunch of eggs at school. It kind of fulfills our egg lab and that kind of thing. And we go out and we hide Easter eggs for the special egg classes.
Oh, that's
and then
right.
They help them find the eggs.
Oh, that is awesome. How much fun is that?
Cupcakes for them, and it just was, it was a good little deal. So
that
it
is a great
so
time.
Much fun.
Oh,
it
it's such fun. A blast. But, what a great time just to be together with all the students.
Ethan and Gary kept throwing the eggs, and so I made them get down and give me, you know, 15. Mm-hmm. And then I made him repeat 15 times. We will not disrespect the special ed classes.
Mm. Oh, yeah. Oh, they were throwing eggs at them?
No, not at them, but they were just wasting their eggs.
They were wasting the eggs. That's right. They were supposed to find them.
That's right.
Disrespect. Yep. Don't disrespect.
Gary.
And Ethan.
Every time. Yeah. Here. Ethan is the one that, you know, he got you quick.
Well, he's going to get him quick because, you know, you do stuff like that. You're living right on the edge.
That's right.
You're living on the edge.
And then Cameron was all salty because Cameron wanted to eat all the eggs instead of hide the eggs. And he was mad at me because we were wasting eggs. I said, we're not wasting eggs. No. They're having fun.
They're having fun. That's worth a few eggs.
Cameron
Absolutely.
Would probably not appreciate my egg smash games.
No, I don't think he would. Cameron just wants you to make a big old egg salad. Cameron, make that boy some egg salad.
That's right.
That's love what it. You need to do. I love egg salad. That, do you have a good... Oh, you don't... Oh, well, you don't like eggs. Yeah, you
I don't like eggs. No.
Listen. Okay, I do have something I need to share, too. Okay. Oh, my gosh. This is called... This segment of the podcast is called... facial ice rollers, a cautionary tale. So if you recall,
I am afraid of where this is going.
Listen,
okay.
I am such a complete idiot. And I'm telling you guys this, I'm sharing this idiotic thing as a cautionary tale because I want to warn other, particularly menopausal women who could easily fall into the trap that I did.
So this is not going to be on your top three?
No. Did I ever do my facial ice? I told you all I was going to get it. Didn't I?
No. Yeah.
Okay. There's these ice rollers for your face that you're, you know, it's supposed to increase circulation and just kind of be really good for your circulation and your skin and all that kind of stuff. And that comes with like two little rollers that you can keep in the freezer and then you snap one in and you roll it and stuff like that. And I saw, again, someone I follow on Instagram was using it and talking about how good it was for their skin. And I was like, oh, I bet that would feel really good, you know, to do that. That sounds really good. So I got them and, I used them and I loved them. I'm like, oh, these do feel really good. Especially like, even if I just got like hot in a hot flat, you know, I'd roll that on there and it felt so good. And so I, two times last month, let's see, probably whatever, February into March. I don't know if you recall me talking about how my face was like,
oh, drying up.
Peeling and, dry and painful. And I said, it's like I've been skiing, but I haven't been skiing. And like my face felt chapped.
Ice roller.
I gave myself ice burn. Jody, I ice burned my face.
Okay, I'm not laughing at you.
You really are. Actually, you are.
Okay, I'm sorry.
Actually.
All right. Okay.
So apparently, I'm sharing this so that others will learn from my tragedy. Apparently.
Yo, wait. She was changing up lotions and all kinds
listen,
of stuff.
Listen, no, it was terrible. I literally was like, this is a terrible problem. My makeup wouldn't go on. I was scaly and peeling and it hurt. I woke up one day, Joni, my eyes were so puffy. So you know what I did? I rolled it again.
It hurts. Stop, it hurts. I'm sorry. Anyway, it hurts.
So apparently, back to the serious news. Apparently, you're not supposed to, you're just supposed to like roll it on there a little bit, you know, like do a little bit. You're not
like bring your hot flesh down.
You're not supposed to roll it until the entire roller is thawed and warm.
Oh my gosh, I am dying.
I would roll that all over my face until it was no longer cold. A frozen
that
piece
is hilarious. I'm
telling you guys, I could not figure it out. It was really distressing. It hurt. It stung. Like I was like, I'm having an allergy. My eyes, everything stung.
Oh, you were. Yes, I remember. You were very.
It was like, it felt like an allergic reaction. Mm-hmm. Only and or like wind burned or like a chapped face.
Okay, you just made me snort now. Ooh, okay.
So here's the thing. You know who figured it out?
Baby. Tim.
He did. I don't remember what we were doing, but somehow in there, I think I was talking about it with him. I'm like, I don't know what it is. I can't figure out what it is I've done. And I was trying to go through all the new things, anything weird, you know, and I kind of was like, somehow it came up that ice roller. I don't know if he brought it up or I brought it up. I said, that roll ice. So
probably
he
sitting there talking about it.
I was probably rolling it while I was like, no, I didn't do anything anymore. I was literally like, you guys, I had so much cream on my face. I'm not even kidding you. And somehow he decides to Google it because that's, you know, that's what we do to find out stuff. And so he Googled something about burn face, ice roller, burn something. Mm-hmm. And sure enough, it came up and it's like, yeah, you can ice burn your face with these if you're not careful. You're not.
That's hilarious.
And I was like, oh my gosh, honey, that is what happened. Because it happened twice and I used it more than twice, but like, you know what I mean? So it must have anyway, and it just exasperated it. And I literally, he figured it out. He's like, you done ice burned your face. And I'm like, I think I have.
That's
so that's the cautionary tale. I have not touched it since because I'm very scared. Now my face is completely better. Mm-hmm. I'm radiant and glowing, full of moisture.
Glowing. Yeah, she's glowing.
I'm glowing. And that's from the heat. That's from the, because it's 80 degrees today and we're not turning the air on in April. So
I know. Yeah.
I can't do it. It's going to be 45 tomorrow. So, I mean, I'm not doing it. But anyway, it's totally better because I've been really happy with my skin lately. Like, I've been like, you know, things are kind of looking like just moisturized. Mm-hmm. That's great. And then this all hit and I'm like, well, I don't even know. And so now everything is better. It got better and better. And I'm scared. But I do kind of want to use it again, but I just do it properly. And it's probably like a 20-second thing and you're done. I literally did it until the whole roller was completely warm.
Yeah.
And I just continually, and I even remember thinking, well, I'm not really feeling the cold anymore. I need to, you know.
So, yeah. Well, okay. I have something else to talk about now that we know you're.
Please. Thank you.
That was chapped. You're frozen.
I wanted to warn everyone and learn from my mistakes.
The cold doesn't bother me anyway. Okay. I don't know. Frozen, that's beyond the movie, the Disney movie. Mine are grown, but evidently it was a big hit.
Relate to that party. And
yes. Oh, anyway, evidently the cold does bother you.
I frostbited my own face with my roller.
Okay.
Carry on.
Okay. So I forgot to mention this when I was talking about Janie's birthday party the other day, and it was all about the food. We played a game afterwards that Hino Jr. developed called Bible High Five.
Oh.
He brought it over here yesterday, and we are going to we're going to play it when you're here.
Oh,
but it's kind of Bible trivia, but you have to come up with the same answers that are on the card. There may be multiple answers.
Oh, okay.
You know, so there are multiple answers, but you get a point for every answer, even if it's like three blind mice or something. Mm. But if it matches what's on the answer card, you get, I've forgotten, two or three, maybe 2 points. And if you get all five of them, you get an extra 5 points.
Oh,
it was really fun.
That sounds really fun.
So, yeah. Hey, do you remember Shekels and Swords? Did you ever get that? I can't find.
No, but I remember hearing about it. I definitely remember hearing about it.
I think when Mom and Dad sold their house, I don't. It got lost.
It didn't make the move. Yeah, okay.
I don't know what happened, but anyway. Okay. Yeah, he's developed a couple of games, but
did he develop this one?
He did. He developed this one, and JB won.
Oh, and of course he did.
So he did. Of course he did.
I know. Brilliant.
JB won, so he got a prize of Janie's homemade bread.
Nice.
And so and then I also got homemade bread. So we've been eating Janie toes. That's what I'm calling it now. It's not toast.
I don't like that. I don't like that. Nope.
Anyway, so there's that. Seems like there was something else I was going to say, but it's gone. So there's that.
It'll be back when it wants to come back. We don't know. Whatever.
That's it. Yeah.
Okay. Well, that's a good full. I'm excited to hear about that game. That sounds really fun, actually. Be a good time. So, okay. Well, unless you think of your other thing, if you think of it, jump in, but just go ahead and if you want to do your recipe.
I'm going to do my recipe. So have you ever had broccoli rice casserole?
I love broccoli rice casserole.
Okay.
I love
it. I do too, but so many of the recipes call for like cream of chicken, the soups that have the, you know, that have all the MSG in them and all that I can't do. So I have a broccoli rice recipe that does not have all that yucky stuff in it.
Oh, good. Because I don't care for those creamy soups that much. They're okay.
No, I don't either. So I made it Easter. So here's what you got. You've got 6 cups of chopped broccoli, bite-sized pieces, you know. And then you're going to do 2 cups of cooked rice. All right. So that's your basic.
Cooked rice.
Make sure you cook it.
Okay.
And anyway, so, and then here's your sauce. I did about half of it. It calls for 3 tablespoons of butter. I just did half a stick of butter.
Mm-hmm.
And I cut up a onion. I would probably do 2 onions. I like it a little more oniony than what this recipe called for.
Okay.
So, and then saute your onion and add about 3 cloves of garlic to that at the end and saute that. Mm. And then you're going to come back in and add 3 tablespoons of flour, 2 cups of milk. You know, you make your roux there and put in black pepper. I like mine a little more peppery.
Yes, yes.
So you can judge that.
So you're making a white sauce. You're making a white sauce, a white gravy or white sauce. Yeah.
Right. Ooh. Yeah. And then you've got dry mustard in it.
Oh, there you go. And now you're cooking.
Paprika. And I would add, it called for half a teaspoon of paprika. I would put a whole teaspoon.
Okay.
And just, it needed a little more, because paprika is not really like heat.
No.
But it needed a little more of that spice to it. A little bit of salt, and you're going to add in 3-4 ounces, however you want to do it, of cream cheese and 2 cups of shredded cheddar.
Oh, that's so much better than those soups.
Yes.
I know the soups are easy, but they're not that flavorful. Like it's, I mean, I know people like them, but this sounds way better.
Yep.
Oh, that sounds good. Okay.
Don't, don't boil your broccoli very long. I mean, I would probably put it in boiling water for maybe 2 minutes because you still want it pretty crisp.
Yep.
That's right. And then you stir your broccoli, rice, and your cream sauce, I mean, your cheese sauce all together and put it in a greased 2-quart casserole dish, top it with cheddar cheese, and bake it for 35 minutes.
There you go, guys. And you can do it, everybody.
Yeah.
You can do it. That sounds amazing. That sounds so much better. Yeah. Although, the mustard in there, that dry mustard, that's going to give it a little really good bite, really good flavor.
So, I don't know. I will post the original recipe, but I will tell you for myself, I would like a little more onion, probably a little more mustard, and a little more paprika.
Everyone can adjust it because not everyone, especially if they're making it for little kids, maybe they want to, you know, try it like it is and then, and then add their own as they want to. That sounds really good. So, it was a big hit on Easter.
It was.
Excellent. Excellent. Well, thank you for sharing that.
Well, you are welcome. What are your top 3, I say, Holly?
Oh, you guys, I chapped my face. Anyway, stop laughing about it. She's still laughing about it, you guys.
Go ahead, top 3.
She's a terrible friend.
Top 3.
Okay. My top 3 this week are... these loafers, these shoes that I got, they're Vivianic silver. I got them in silver. They come in all different colors. Uptown slip-on loafers. Again, heavily influenced on the gram. Saw these. That they're like, you know, kind of the trendy loafer with the thicker, nice, thick rubber sole. Not too thick. Not like crazy, though. Kind of like just a nice tennis shoe, you know, really... kind of good walking, and they were just advertised like, oh, these are so comfortable. And the thing too about the you've seen them, like they squish down, like the loafer part, the leather part is really soft, so they're not those hard loafers that stay like, so for packing and stuff, you just, they kind of squish down. And I got the silver, which are chef's kiss gorgeous, because silver is like a neutral for me. So yeah, it's a neutral for anybody. And I wanted to try them, and I was like, okay. And I went and got my normal size. I got 9.5. I didn't go high or whatever. And they came, and I kid you not, I put them on, and like I wore them out the next day, all day shopping, all day out, and they are very comfortable. The leather is soft. You know what I mean?
Good.
So
yeah.
It doesn't rub. It doesn't anything. It was really soft, really comfy, like truly one of those shoes that I'm like, wow, it actually lived up to its. Now, I will tell you, they're not cheap. And I'll tell you what, I must be the only person in the world. I'm sure I'm not. But like, it's rough for me to pay. I mean, you know, I'm a Payless shoe kind of gal, for those of you in St. Louis, you know, and Target and all. Who are you talking to? Who's up in there?
JB is in here.
JB, get out of here. We're podcasting.
We're almost done. Do you have?
Oh, sorry.
Now we can hear him. Shop.
What you need, JB?
Well, I was gonna walk Dingo, and so I can't find him.
Oh, he lost the dog.
Is he in my bedroom?
Okay.
Is he out back?
I didn't see him out there.
My dog is missing. Okay. I wondered where he was. Did you look in his crate?
Dingo's missing.
Do what? Okay. Yeah. I don't know where Dingo is.
All points bulletin and Savannah. Well, by now it'll be days later. Hopefully he's been found. Keep us posted, please.
Hang on. Hey, yeah. Is the gate open? I haven't checked. Check that.
All right. Okay. Bring Dingo back. Anyway, so the loafer, they're not cheap, but all of, anyway, for me to pay over $100, I'm not going to lie. They were over $100. I'm not going to lie. I don't think I've ever paid over $100 for a pair of shoes. Now, my husband does all the time.
Yeah. Because I'm on my feet all day long. And so, I get good.
I know. I guess that's what I mean. I think I'm the only, I'm like the last person who's just like, cause I'll watch people, you know, people, I listen to podcasts or whatever like that. And they'll talk about, you know, shoes they love or post whatever. And they'll post the link and I go look at them and I'm like, they're $140, $120. I'm like, who's paying for that? But I just wanted to share. They're not cheap, but they truly are nice.
You're not going to pay $700 for a pair of shoes, huh?
I guess I can't either.
I'm sorry,
I mean, if I had a bazillion
either.
Dollars, I guess I would. I'm not saying that. I just can't. I'm just saying I'm not. But, so it was a big deal, but I will tell you this. This is my little hack. It's not really, it's not a money saving hack, but this is for what I've tried to learn from ordering stuff. When you see stuff on Instagram, because I've gotten burned a couple times. Okay. Instagram is when you just click on those ads, like, and you can usually tell, like your gut is going to tell you, girls, it's going to tell you. But sometimes it's hard to know. So, what I'll do is like, I've seen this brand, you know, this ad and stuff, and I've never heard of this brand. I don't know. So number one, you can Google, you know, Google it and see, and they actually had, this was showing up. They had some of these at Dillard's or DSW or whatever, but also I'll just go onto Amazon and look for it there. I'd rather order it from Amazon.
I do that. Yeah, I do that too.
And it's the same price. Usually it's not necessarily a money saver sometimes, but I would rather, because the returns are easy. You just don't know what these, I mean, I've been in a conversation with someone from China for 3 weeks about this dress I ordered that they're like, you keep, we pay you $10. I'm like, what? Anyway, it's a whole situation. So lesson learned, another cautionary tale. But a lot of these things, if you'd look them up on Amazon, you know, then at least you can feel like you can return it maybe. So that's my number one, are those loafers. They're amazing. Number two is that Longe brand that's, again, everywhere on Instagram, Le Volume hair dryer. It's got the brush and the blow dryer in one. And it smooths your hair out. And if you want like crazy volume, like you can dry it up and it's got like a nice bristle brush and it's drying it at the same time. And I gotta say, I'm not a big hair tool person. Like, I'm just not good at using, I'm not great at it. My hair is short. It's growing out now, but it's been short, so I haven't really had to do much. But this thing is really nice and it blows it dry and then it smooths it down. And I recommend it. I enjoy it. I don't use it all the time, but I do enjoy it. And number three is the, it's an app on your phone. It's just the New York Times games. Okay. So they have daily puzzles and I am loving playing Connections. One of the puzzles is called Connections. So it's just an app on your phone. I guess you could probably go on your computer and do it too. And every day there's new puzzles. Like there's a crossword, there's a mini crossword, there's a spelling bee, there's all these word puzzles and games and kind of things. And one of them is called Connections. Avery actually showed me this when we were together. And she and her little friends, they all play it every morning. Like part of their little morning routine is individually, they just play and then they talk about it. So Connections is just, there'll be 16 words in boxes that pop up and you're trying to find four groups of four. And each group of four is connected somehow. Okay. So you have to figure out how it's connected. And it can be all kinds of stuff. So it's so good for your brain. Like you'll look at them and you'll be like, what? And oftentimes words that you think are gonna go together don't, not, you know, isn't the connection they want. You can shuffle them to kind of put them in different order. So once you pick four that you think are connected, then you hit submit and it'll line them up on the line and show you if it was right. And then it'll tell you what the connection is. So like, like, and it can be anything from the words themselves. Like, is it a paladone, or is it a, I don't even know. Or it can be just any kind of connection. Okay. So that, you know, you really have to think like outside the box of what are now, other meanings for this word.
Are they going to recognize Southern terminology?
Well, and if you want to call the shopping cart a buggy, I mean, I don't know that they're going to.
I mean, I'm saying, I don't know. If it says buggy, I mean, I'm thinking that's what it is. Okay,
but here's the thing. And this is where, because all that can happen. You'll think of different things, but you have to get four things in the group that are that. And you'll be surprised. You'll realize like, oh, that doesn't go because there's not four. You know what I mean? You have to find four things connected. And there's different levels. I think there's like yellow, blue, green, purple, and they're like different difficulty. Each day has all four of them. So it I'm trying to think of an example of what, you know, but it can be one of the ones today I think was – oh, I'm not finished with it today. It was like rhyming. The words all rhymed, you know, but they had nothing to do with each other. You know, otherwise they really had nothing. And today's was weird because it was pictures. I've never had the pictures before. It's always been words. Like they just show the word. But today they did little pictures. So I wasn't sure how I feel about that. But it's really fun. It's very enjoyable. It's really good exercise for your brain. So I, goodness knows, need to exercise my brain so I don't ice roll, freeze my face.
Your face. All right.
That's it.
Well, all right, corn dip.
Another hour. Frozen, y'all wasted another hour of your time.
Frozen corn. Frozen That's corn. Who you are today. You are frozen corn.
A bag of frozen corn.
It's you a bag of frozen face. Corn.
You don't need an ice roller. You could just take the frozen vegetables out of your freezer and just kind of roll it around
seriously.
On there.
There you go.
Like your old-fashioned ice packs that we used to. Mm-hmm. All right. Okay, guys, thanks for being with us. Thanks for listening. We hope you are having a great week wherever you are and whatever you are doing. And we'll be back next week for some more shenanigans. So until then, see ya, cornbread.
See ya, frozen corn dip.
That was so dumb. Oh my gosh. Because we're flying home.
Be in the air.
Dude, I'll be in. Well, what time is it happening? I don't want to be up there when it happens. Joni, I swear, if I see the angel of the trumpet of the Lord coming and I'm in a plane, what if it shuts down the electrical somethings? I don't want to see you thinking about it because you're literally thinking about it.
Okay. It should start here. Anyway, it will start.
I have a headache.
At 12:30.
Oh, that's great. That's perfect.
And end here a little after 4.
Joni, we are in the air. We are flying back from New York. We are in the freaking air.
That actually
that
will be
thing.
Really cool. Don't look at the sun.
Maybe they'll hit.
It'll
maybe
be cool.
On the flight, maybe they'll give us the glasses.
They may. But
they should, because
I mean,
otherwise
we're
going to
blind.
Having
the window open.
There'll be no clouds.
Watching
we'll be above
it go
the clouds.
Dark, yes. And watching it go dark, that's going to be awesome. You're going to have the best view.
Dude,
of
I kid
all.
You not. We're going to be in the air.
Yeah. That's awesome. That's awesome.
I'm not sure how I feel about it. I'm not sure if I'm okay.